If you'd like to get involved with Shoreditch Radio, or if you run any local projects or events, please contact us at info@shoreditchradio.co.uk.
Esky boy, Dan, no, out to all my people.
Hello, we're Beanbot.
Hi, this is Dean from Lois and the Love.
This is Roman from Breton.
I am Adam Partick.
I'm Orlando from the Maccabees.
I am Colin Peters.
I'm Lewis from Chapel Club.
Hi, this is Guy from Zee the Winter.
Hello, this is Carl Barat.
Hey, this is Rita Ora, and you're listening to Shoreditch Radio. Yes!
Hello and welcome to this week's Theatre Full Stop podcast with your host Lucy Basaba. This is your chance to find out the latest theatre news and theatre listings. On today's show, I'll be joined by Felicity Huxley-Miners and Lily Driver, also known as Instinct Theatre, who will be talking about their latest show, Tea and Good Intentions. There will also be music from composer Fisayo Kumwari playing throughout the show, and there will be two pieces performed at the very end, one written by Francesca Metham called Should, and the second, a poem that I have written called Electronic Heart and performed by Nigel Munson. So please stay tuned. In this week's theatre listings, Vaughan 2 is showing at the Vaults Festival from Wednesday the 15th until Sunday the 19th of February. The show is a riveting retelling of the legendary rivalry between Lance Armstrong and Marco Pantani during the 2000 Tour de France competition on Mont Ventoux. Next, Twelfth Night is showing at the National Theatre from Wednesday the 15th of February until Saturday the 13th of May. Tamsin Gregg will take on the role of Shakespeare's Viola. Shipwrecked on a mysterious island, hilarity ensues as identities are mistaken and unrequited love steals the show. Her Story Festival returns to Theatre N16 from Friday the 17th until Saturday the 18th of February. The Feminist Theatre Festival looks to champion fresh voices and offer stories from the female perspective. The festival will showcase four new works and offer workshops as well. To find out more, visit the Theatre N16 website. The New Nigerians is showing at the Arcola Theatre from Tuesday the 14th of February until Saturday the 11th of March. New Nigerians delves into the political landscape. Currently under conservative rule, a progressive party looks to challenge and hopefully cause a revolution for the better. And lastly, Now 17 is currently in its third week at the Yard Theatre. From Tuesday 14th until Sunday the 18th of February, both Nebula by Marion Burge and Out by Rachel Young will enjoy a week-long showcase. Burge's Nebula looks at race and identity, whereas Young's Out tackles race and challenging homophobia and transphobia. In this week's theatre news, the Arts Depot Theatre are currently accepting applications for their paid research and development internship. Both emerging and established theatre companies are invited to apply, and for those chosen will be offered up to £1,000 funding towards their project as well as rehearsal space. The deadline for applications is Monday the 20th of February. To find out more, visit www.artsdepot.co.uk. Next, From Page to Stage Festival are currently accepting submissions of new musicals. Creating a musical is a feat within itself, and to produce an iconic one is even tougher. The festival will showcase rehearsed readings, and one chosen musical will be fully produced. The deadline for applications is Tuesday, the 28th of February. To find out more, visit www.frompagetostage.com. Next, Actors Awareness are currently accepting submissions for their first film festival. Renowned for giving emerging theatre makers the chance to showcase their work, they return to help diversify the arts. The chosen theme for films is working class, and the deadline for this is Sunday the 26th of February. To find out more, visit www.actorsawareness.co.uk. If you'd like to audition for the National Youth Theatre as a performer or technician, applications are now open. Auditions are taking place now until March. NYT are renowned for producing some of the UK's brightest talent, from Helen Mirren to Chiwetel Ejiofor. Being chosen allows for yourself to take part in their annual summer production, as well as becoming an alumni. To find out more, visit www.myt.org.uk. And finally, the Alan Bates Award is currently taking submissions from drama schools graduating this year. The prize will be awarded to an exceptional graduate and will include an incredible lineup of resources to support the chosen graduate's career, from membership to the Actors Centre to an edited showreel. subscription to the stage to automatic entry to a heat stage of Monologue Slam. To find out more, visit www.actorscentre.co.uk. I'm now joined by Lily Driver and Felicity Huxley-Miners, also known as Instinct Theatre. Thank you for joining me today at Shoreditch Radio, and welcome. Tea and Good Intentions will play at the King's Head Theatre on both the 11th and 24th of February. How are you feeling ahead of the show?
Pretty excited. It's always exciting, show week, but also quite nervous. I'm sure Felicity feels nervous. There's quite a lot of pressure acting in something and writing it.
Mm-hmm.
But no, we've got a great cast together, a great director. We're really looking forward to doing it now.
Lovely. The show is about a Syrian migrant rehoused in the UK. What inspired you to create this play?
It was actually an article in The Guardian I read. A woman called Helen Pidd had taken in a Syrian refugee.
Mm-hmm.
And she was sort of writing about, you know, how it was so different to what she was expecting. And it just got me thinking, like, what an interesting thing to have someone from a completely different culture, mm-hmm. someone you know nothing about, into your home, and then everyone's reactions around it. And I was sort of imagining this very small, very, you know, typical British community and how they would react to a stranger coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And I sort of got researching and learnt a huge amount about the migrants that have come over here, and reading real life stories and watching documentaries, and incorporated a lot of true facts. All the facts in it are true, and a lot of people's real stories and, you know, memoirs into it, which is, it's been quite interesting to see it all come together in one story.
Right. What would you like for audiences to take away from the show?
I think essentially it's a comedy. Mm. It's fun. Mm. We want people to come and enjoy it. It's commenting on a political situation, and it's, you know, it's stuff that's happening now, and it's tragic what is happening, but it's not answering any of those questions because we can't answer them, and it's not preachy in any way. Mm. It's just saying people have prejudice, whether they know it or not. We all do it. We all judge someone before we know them, and I guess we're looking at the characters as they open their own minds, and if it changed someone's perception, that would be a good thing to take from it.
Right. You also look to work closely with refugee charities. Can you explain what this will involve?
We are actually in talks at the moment with Good Chance Theatre Company. They've done a lot of work in the Calais jungle and things like that.
Right.
Which we're really excited about. We are working with a Syrian man who came to England as a refugee,
mm-hmm.
just under a year ago, and he's actually playing a part within Tea and Good Intentions. He will be performing as well at the King's Head.
Right.
And he's done a lot of work with Good Chance. And he's also given us like a personal experience on his experiences of coming here as a refugee. He's stayed in families' homes, and some of his stories are very comical, and
right.
that's why it's not all like doom and gloom across the board.
When he landed in Wales and he couldn't understand anyone.
Yeah,
right.
He couldn't understand anyone in Cardiff, or he stayed with a lady, and she was very insistent that his life would be fine because he could always get a job in Tesco's.
Right.
And as if that would just solve all his problems. And And I think that's what's quite comical about the play, is it's just commenting on quite a lot of different people's opinions.
Right.
And some of them are very relatable. And although they sound ridiculous when you put them out there,
yeah,
everyone can relate to those opinions, whether they know someone who said something like that in the pub or whatever. So, yes.
Or if it's them. We all say
Or if it's them. Yeah. It's true. We often have very... sometimes direct opinions on things that we don't know anything about.
Right. Could you explain the rehearsal process then? How did it work? Has the play kind of, I don't know, ended up how you thought it was going to be, or?
It was originally written as just a single scene, which right. was in a scratch night. And then it sort of, it got a really good response there, so it evolved into a full-length play. And we've sort of had time to workshop it with Barra, who's a Syrian man, and all the cast. And it's been, yeah, and we've got Adam Morley, who's our director, on right. board. And it's been really great to just sort of play around and have fun with it. And there's always tea and there's always cake at rehearsal, because we couldn't do it without that. And
you didn't have any really solid plans for it, did you? You didn't have any... You didn't have any really, really solid ways you wanted it to be done. You wanted it to be like an open thing for the yeah. actors and the and Adam as the director to see what how it comes off the page.
Yeah, like it's changed a huge amount.
Yeah,
I just sort of wrote it as an idea, just right. put it all down. And in rehearsal, we've changed bits, we've edited, lost bits. Mm. Like, it's changed a huge amount, but
right.
Yeah, definitely for the better.
It's, yeah.
Good.
It's been a great process.
Good. How long has the process been?
Not long.
I'm quite short, yeah.
It's been quite intensive.
So, we applied for the King's Head Without Decor scheme, which is for developing companies with a script that they saw potential in.
Right.
Which is why we've just got the two performances, the sort of preview-type performances. It's a full production, but we're really hoping it gets picked up.
Mm. When was that that we applied for that?
A few months ago, yeah. We started rehearsing January, so yeah, it's been quite a quick turnaround.
Lovely. Instinct Theatre was founded in 2015. What inspired you both to start up the company?
Well, we did a first performance of Sartre's No Exit, which I directed and Felicity played a lead in.
Mm-hmm.
We know each other from drama school.
Right.
And... we just kind of wanted to start to creating our own work, being a bit more proactive.
Yeah.
I know me personally, I don't want to be one of those actors that just waits at home and waits by the phone kind of thing. I really right. want to just keep creating work.
For sanity's sake.
For sanity more than anything, yeah. And I think when we decided, like, oh, we should do more of these plays, we should produce them ourselves, we should do... And I think what we didn't realise is the work that it would be. And we're right. thrilled that we did go ahead and we've done it, but... our idea of what a company is has changed massively over the course of a year and a half.
Yeah, we thought we'd be doing loads of acting and, yeah. and we do, like, we love the acting, but it's sort of,
but
we found it's about 90% admin.
Yeah, right. Send a lot of emails.
Right.
A lot of emails. yes, but it's all worth it in the end yeah. when you get to perform. Yeah.
Does the company have any other projects or productions this year?
Yes, so we are collaborating again with Adam Morley, and we are putting on Lysistrata.
Right.
In a sort of, it's going to be a weird, creepy thing.
Like otherworldly kind of atmosphere.
Yeah,
right.
With a sort of updated, modernised script, and that's going to be in a, I don't think we can say yet, but in an unusual yeah. sort of underground type place in London, which we're really excited about. Doing
the play is about the women of Athens withholding sex to end the war.
Right.
So
right.
Although that might and it was a comedy at the time, and we're keeping it a comedy, but we're just putting some interesting twists on it.
Right.
And trying to make it kind of relevant to today's society.
Why that play in particular?
I think we've been talking to Adam about it for ages, and we like he works a lot. He does a lot for sort of equality and diversity and the things
right.
he produces.
Yeah.
And it's just a really interesting feminist story that's been around for so many years.
Yeah.
But in a way, it's still shocking and it's still kind of progressive, which it shouldn't be this far on. But, like, the production as a whole is something we're really looking forward to working on. This, at the King's Head, this is the first time we are paying our actors.
Right.
So we spent all of sort of November and December fundraising in order to do that. And we
like making our own Christmas crafts and selling them door to door every day for a month.
Right.
Like real hard graft.
It's great. So now we can.
Yeah, well which done. We're thrilled. Well and it's all worth it. But we're completely thrilled for that. Yeah. It's great. It's a great feeling to be able to do that.
Yeah, of course. Where do you vision Instinct Theatre in the future?
Mm. Well, we've done one new writing night and we want to keep doing them regularly. So we've got another one coming up in March at the Hen and Chickens.
Right.
We're doing Lysistrata. We'd love for Tea and Good Intentions to be picked up and taken on somewhere. We'd love to transfer it somewhere.
We definitely feel like it has a life somewhere else.
Right.
Like feel like it has more room to be developed and to be taken into a different space. And
yeah.
That sort of thing. We were just saying when we were discussing the questions that it's quite hard to answer a question where you expect yourself to be because it's such an unpredictable business.
And we never know what's going to happen.
And we just want to take as many opportunities as possible.
Where do we want to be or what do we think we'll be?
Yes,
right.
Two different questions, yeah. But we definitely want to keep producing work. Definitely keep producing work that is current and relevant and not necessarily with one message but just to open minds.
Yeah.
I think the media is very one-sided and that's where most of us get our information from, and I think if we got our information from the arts we'd have a lot more balanced mindsets, and I think that's what we want to carry on doing, and that's what we're doing with Tea.
And we want to keep making stuff that brings different types of people into the theatre. Like there seems to be a sort of not a stigma but people associate a certain type of person as a theatre goer. And you know, TV and film is accessible to everyone. Anyone can go, and we really want to encourage absolutely anyone to come in and enjoy the theatre. Like, why not?
Yeah.
So stuff that appeals to different people.
To everyone.
Well, would you say Instinct Theatre have a mission statement? I mean, it sounds like you've pretty much said what it is, but is there anything else you'd maybe want to add to that, or have you covered it already?
Can you remember our mission statement?
A female-led company that produces current and relevant theatre.
Lovely. Lovely.
Check our website. Check our website. Like us on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter.
And lastly, what advice would you give to anybody looking to start up a theatre company?
Don't do it.
There you go, you've heard it.
You've heard it. End the programme. I think definitely it's a rewarding thing to do. Just be aware that you will not just be an actress or just be a writer or just be a director. You will have to play every single role.
Right.
And if you only want to do one thing, just stick to that one thing.
Right.
Because you have to wear lots of hats in the business.
It teaches you a huge amount. Like, we picked up so many strange skills that we never thought
IT
we
skills,
would.
Yeah. Business skills, negotion skills, tons. Yeah. It's like an intense business course.
Right.
I think both of us now, as actors, appreciate everyone's role so much more in putting on a production than just sort of being on stage. You know, there's so much work that goes into it, and I think we can really appreciate that now. So it's definitely worth doing.
Definitely.
To learn.
Yeah, to learn more than anything,
Lovely, definitely. But just a lot of hard work, obviously, behind the
scenes. A lot of hard work, yes.
And a lot of juggling and a lot of admin, but yeah.
Yes.
Thank you very much for coming and joining me today. And don't be strangers, please come back again.
Absolutely,
sometime hopefully soon.
Definitely.
Talk about your next project again, you know.
Yes, 100%.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And now for two new pieces of writing. The first is a monologue written by Francesca Metpam called Should, and the second is a poem that I have written called Electronic Heart and will be performed by Nigel Munson. Enjoy.
I knew I'd lost. The game was over. The pictures were clear. shouting at me, "They're married, you loser, get over it." I can't, as much as I try. When I see those pictures, that dress, the hair, all for him, always for him. He looks happy, I suppose, just not the way you are meant to, well, the way we were meant to when we got married. He joked about us having a wedding in Vegas. Maybe he didn't think I was worth a big white wedding. But when you're in love, you would marry that person in the bottom of a dustbin. You couldn't care less. Never realised that until I had lost him. Not fully, anyway. If I was given a time machine, I would change it, go back and make him want me with every bit of fight I have. I'm selfish. I want someone who literally couldn't wait to meet someone else, his dream woman. She adores him, but so did I. They do all the things we should have done, and I'm reminded every time I go on Facebook, a sickening reminder of what I lost and what I should have had. And as hard as I try, I seem to find myself imagining what life would be like if we were together right now. Just really mundane, boring things like food shopping in Tesco's or cleaning our teeth together would be something special, as he would be there. Midas touch, I guess. No more than that, it's his touch. He really is the most unique man I've ever met. That's the problem. There just is no one like him. Makes me smile and cry at the same time. I felt so lucky when I first met him to have him in my life. And the pathetic thing is, I still do. Even sadder still is the fact I don't have him in my life anymore and probably never will again. Just got memories. I'm still young and I feel like I could have another 60 years of this regret and aching. It aches so much. What the hell do I do? Looks like just live every day the same until one day it stops hurting like this. Live every day until I stop living another life in my head that I should be bloody smug about right now.
You're listening to Shoreditch Radio. Shoreditchradio.co.uk.
Resuscitated from the deep slumber I once found myself entangled in, my sanity's necessity. Recuperating from the day's previous calamities. Beep, beep goes the alarm's manic pre-programmed melodies. Ring, ring. Beep, beep. Ping, ping. Ring, ring. My electric heart ticks, teems, riddles with activity. Organizing the day's multiple interactions with ingenious ferocity. Social media streams the plasma, platelets, white and red blood cells pumping through this beast of a ticker. Images, words, sound bites exchanged at the speed of a flicker. Worlds aligned instantaneously at the click of a button. Family and friends reunited from wherever they stand upon. Calendars, the heartbeat tick-tocking silently, plotting our daily appointments meticulously and excitedly. Governed by the oxygen we call applications, rejuvenating the air supply with this fast turnaround of options. It's survival of the fittest. Which apps will survive? No one can truly determine what it takes to thrive in a world of Candy Crushes, Angry Birds and iTunes, an inevitable source of oxygen that we can choose to use. Without a second thought, a ping alerts my brain. Emails are responded to, missed calls are addressed. Music shuts me off from the chaos of the real world. How did I survive without this heart I now find myself with? Where am I now headed to? with this electronic heart I now find myself with.
Thank you very much for listening to this week's Theatre Full Stop podcast. For your latest theatre reviews, interviews, competitions and listings, visit www.theatrefullstop.com.